This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday the United States expects U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will have the opportunity to speak in the weeks ahead. However, when asked at a news conference if Mr. Biden and Xi might hold a first face-to-face meeting as leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali in November, Blinken said he could not say what might happen then. The U.S. calls China its main strategic rival and says high-level engagement is important to keep the difficult relationship with Beijing stable and prevent it from veering inadvertently into conflict. Blinken spoke a day after a meeting of more than 5 hours with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the Indonesian island of Bali, where he went for a gathering of G20 foreign ministers. Japan's ruling coalition is projected to have won the most votes in an election held just 2 days after the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, national broadcaster NHK says. Sunday exit polls by NHK and other media showed Abe's governing Liberal Democratic Party was certain to secure a single majority of 125 seats or half of the upper house, the less powerful of the two chambers. It's a major boost for Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who stands to rule without interruption until a scheduled election in 2025. Congo began voting Sunday in parliamentary and local elections, which will likely see the ruling party maintain its stronghold of the parliament's two chambers. Over 2,000 candidates are running for 151 assembly seats. This is VOA News. People in a community in the U.S. state of Illinois, where 7 people were killed by a shooter at a July 4th parade, say their final goodbyes to their loved ones this weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
On Saturday, Eduardo Uvalde was buried on what would have been his 70th birthday among those attending Governor J.B. Pritzker. He was remembered as a loving father and grandfather. A day earlier, mourners remembered 63-year-old former preschool teacher Jacqueline Sundheim at a service at North Shore Congregation Israel. Her daughter, Leah.
The world is darker without my mom in it.
Also on Friday, 76-year-old Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza and 88-year-old Stephen Strauss were laid to rest. Police say the victims were random and that the shooter had no racial or religious motivation. I'm Julie Walker.
South African police say at least 15 people have been killed in a mass shooting at a tavern in the Johannesburg township of Soweto. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
It's believed that a group of men arrived in a minibus taxi and opened fire in the bar in Johannesburg township. Many are said to be critically injured and have been taken to hospital. Police say the Soweto bar was licensed and that the attack happened during operational hours. Faith Mazibuko, member of the Gauteng Province Executive Council for Community Safety, says.
Gauteng provincial government were indeed saddened this morning that we have to wake up to a massacre of this nature.
This comes 2 weeks after 21 teenagers were found dead in a tavern in the city of East London. The cause of those deaths has not yet been announced by authorities. I'm Naomi Shannon.
A Russian missile strike struck an apartment building in eastern Ukraine Sunday, killing at least 15 people as Moscow's forces sought to consolidate their control over the Donbas region. The Donetsk regional governor said earlier on Telegram, quote, at least 30 others are under the rubble, end quote, of the four-story building after it was hit by a Russian Yurgan missile. The building was partially destroyed in the strike, AFP correspondents saw at the scene, where dozens of rescuers were sifting through the rubble with a mechanical digger. Rescuers had so far been able to establish contact with 3 people under the rubble, emergency services said. China's Macau will shut almost all commercial and industrial business, including its casinos, for 1 week starting Monday, as authorities race to curb a surge of COVID-19 infections in the world's biggest gambling hub. Essential services, including hotels, supermarkets, and pharmacies, will, however, remain open. And recapping our top stories, Secretary Blinken said the U.S. and China's head leaders will have the opportunity to speak this week.